with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has launched airstrikes targeting what it described as military targets in Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile assault on October 1st. There was no immediate information on damage in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Israel's military described the attack as precise strikes on military targets in Iran without immediately elaborating. The regime in Iran and its proxies in the region have been relentlessly attacking Israel since October 7th on seven fronts, including direct attacks from Iranian soil, an Israeli military statement said. In Tehran, the Iranian capital, the sound of explosions could be heard. Millions of Americans are taking advantage of early voting in this presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Election day isn't until November 5th, but officials say about 29 million people have already cast their ballots. That's more than one-sixth of the number of people who voted during the 2020 race for the White House. Early voting data, of course, only shows who cast ballots, not how they voted. But the numbers reflect a growing number of Americans voting by mail or doing in-person early voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump was campaigning in Nevada. Trump says our country's in bad shape because of the current leadership.
This is terrible, what's happening to our country. This is terrible. We have people that are grossly incompetent. We have the worst president in the history of the United States. We have the worst vice president in the history of the United States.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris was campaigning in Houston, Texas, warning listeners that Trump will ban abortion nationwide if elected. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 259 points. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer has a message for Florida voters.
Tony Dungy, who coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is urging residents to reject a ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. In a video released on X, Dungy says, quote, "The bottom line is, if Amendment 4 passes, there would be no time limit allowing for late-term abortions when science says that the baby can feel pain. The measure will require 60% of voters to approve it, and the latest polls indicate it's going to be very close." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are pinning their hopes for victory in November on the votes of women who are upset that the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. But that might be a flawed strategy. Experts point out that older women, even Democrats, see abortion as more of a peripheral issue compared to younger women. And while abortion may resonate deeply with younger women, there's also historically unreliable voting blocks for them. This is SRN News. Lebanon's state-run national news agency says three media staffers were killed in Lebanon in an Israeli airstrike.
Local news station Al Jadid aired footage from the scene showing that collapsed buildings and cars marked press covered in dust and rubble. The Israeli army did not issue a warning prior to the strike, which hit a collection of chalets that had been rented by various media outlets. The Beirut-based pan-Arab Al Mayadeen TV said two of its staffers were among the journalists killed early Friday. Al-Mana TV of Lebanon's Hezbollah group said its camera operator was also killed. I'm Charles Diladasma.
Again, repeating our top story, Israel has launched airstrikes targeting what it described as military targets in Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile assault October 1st. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.